your favorite musicians, exclusive interviews, local artists, all on the Life Songs podcast.
Good morning. It's the Life Songs Morning Show with Josh and Nancy, and we're so excited to introduce to you this morning, Chris Tomlin. How you doing, Chris?
Hey, doing good. Thanks for having me.
It is our pleasure. Really is. You have influenced worship leaders, songwriters for the church, perhaps more than anybody since Bill Gaither. I mean, it's like you look in the hymnal, it's Bill Gaither and it's Chris Tomlin. But your influence goes beyond Sunday morning church playlists. And while movie stars have 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon, music has 6 degrees of Chris Tomlin. Could you tell us about how you got connected with country global superstars Florida Georgia Line? Because this was blowing up all over the internet a few weeks ago. It was absolutely nuts.
Oh, yeah, it's crazy. So Tyler's the main voice you hear a lot on all their songs. And we were at a gym working out. There were the only two people in the place. And I just walked up and said, "Hey, man, hey, Tyler, it's Chris Tomlin." And he's just like, "No way. Are you kidding me?" I was like, "No." And he started proceeded to just like, talk about how much my music has made an impact in his life. He said, "Man, seriously, you're the reason I'm in music." And I was like, "Are you serious?" He's like, "Yeah." And he thinks that I really got a hold of your music when I was in high school, and like it really made an impact on me. And I wanted to be a worship leader. I started leading worship in my church. And then I get to college, and he goes, "I can tell you exactly where I was standing in the arena at a conference called Passion, and you were leading, and I was a college student. All these students singing." I thought, "Man, that's what I want to do for the rest of my life." And I had no idea. I thought it would be a worship leader. I had no idea that the country music thing would open up. But him and his buddy Brian BK, they connected, and the rest is history for them. So we became friends and buddies and really brothers, started writing songs together. And then he said, "You know, what would it be like just to smash up all the genres and break all the categories down? What if you came out on some of our nights, on our concerts, and just we had a time of worship? What if we did How Great Is Our God?" And I was like, I just started laughing. I was like, "I cannot imagine how this is going to go, but let's do it. I'm up for it." And so right in the middle of this country party town, you saw it on my Instagram, on their Instagram, and I'm telling you, the response was absolutely incredible. It was exponential to any of my concerts. It was so strange. The volume of people singing, probably 80, 90% of the hands just raised to God, singing their heart out. So much so that Tyler texted me afterwards and said, "Hey, I just got to tell you, that was the most powerful moment of my music career so far." So God is up to something. He's moving in an incredible way. It's like a fresh wind blowing across all the whole music landscape of people who have influential voices. Who knows what's coming next? But I look forward to more of it if it happens.
You know, what's crazy is you're used to playing in front of sold out arenas and the Georgia Dome and 80,000 people. That's no sweat. Was it weird to have that sense of apprehension of like, these are not my people? They didn't come here for me. How are they going to respond to
right.
this?
Right. Yeah, they're coming in for country music and, you know, having a party. And I was just like, I was so walking out going, this is like, I have no idea. But Tyler was so gracious in the way he just introduced, the way he set it up and what God was doing in his own life and how much he loves the music of Jesus and worship. I mean, he mentioned Jesus' name a couple times. God did give him to lead worship. Maybe who knows what will happen with him.
That's so cool.
Man, what
really
a great
is.
Story.
The videos are astounding. Like, you can literally see the shock in your eyes at the reception of the crowd on all the videos.
Yeah,
and it's so cool.
Yeah, I couldn't believe it. You know, a friend of mine was there, actually Pat Barrett, who I'm sure you guys know, playing his music. He was there. Him and his wife had tickets to the concert.
And did he not know you were going to be there?
And he didn't at first. And then I told him about a week before, I was like, "You're not going to believe this. I'm going to be in the concert." He's like, "What?" And,
wow.
You know, and he said, "Chris, I can't tell you, because I can't imagine how many people needed that, because I'm thinking of all my friends who have left the church or have been hurt by different things or have walked away from God and who did not expect," he said, "did not expect," in his quote, "a holy ambush of God in the middle of Florida Georgia Line concert."
That's well said.
I am like totally stealing that holy ambush line. Just saying. I love that.
Yeah. It's powerful. And he said, "You know, I felt like just God just blindsided and reached into places you never thought he would."
There are so many people, probably hundreds of people from that one show, who are going to trace back the moment that their lives got serious about Jesus to Chris Tomlin showing up at a Florida Georgia Line concert.
Right. I mean, God works in the craziest ways, right? It's awesome.
Well, good morning. It's the Life Songs Morning Show with Josh and Nancy. And we are talking with Chris Tomlin, who's going to be performing this Saturday night for an amazing evening of worship. So what things are essential to worship? How do you prepare your heart to take the stage? And how should we prepare our hearts to spend time in worship together with you?
Oh, I love these nights. These nights are so powerful. And I think, you know, for me coming into this tour, one of the things that was important is to, over the past 15 to 20 years, gearing up in these big arenas, these big nights, I thought, gosh, what if we take it more intimate settings and have these amazing nights? And so the heart is just the people encounter the presence of God. That's what I pray for before every night. I pray, you know, that God touches it with his presence. That's what is the difference maker. I always say that the presence of God is the difference maker in people's lives. It's not my music, or it's not the way we play or anything like that. It's God's presence touching people's lives. And I think that can happen every night. There's something really special when we come to sing and praise God. It's different than any other kind of music. I love all kinds of music. We just talked about country music. I grew up with country music. That's how my dad taught me to play. I love all kinds of music. But there's something different when we come to praise God. Music is God's idea. Let's not forget that. He made it. He created it. It does something special in our souls that only a song can do. And it's so powerful, really connecting with God and realizing that, gosh, we're doing something that's eternal. That's a beautiful thing, and it's a powerful thing because you're tapping into something that's eternal. I'm really, really looking forward to it.
Well, not only are we going to have an amazing time of worship this Saturday at First Baptist in Covington with Chris Tomlin and Pat Barrett, we are going to be making a difference through Angels Armies. This is a nonprofit you and your wife started. Tell us about it.
Yeah, it obviously comes from one of my songs, one of the lyrics of my songs, but there's a passage of scripture that's been a guiding passage for me for many years, Hebrews 13. And it says this in verse 15, it says, "Through Jesus, therefore, let us continually offer a sacrifice of praise, the fruit of lips that confess his name. And do not forget to do good to others, for with such sacrifices God is pleased." I love that passage. It's two kinds of worship, right? It's the worship of praise, that's what we'll be doing that night, but it's also, it says, and. I love it just doesn't stop there. It says, and do not forget to do good to others. That's part of living out the faith, right? It's how do we take care of our neighbors? How do we love each other? And with Angel Army, is one of the things that God put on our hearts, my wife and I, in a strong way, over the past couple of years, it's just the vulnerable kids across our nation. I don't hear a lot of people coming through in these tours talking about what's going on in our own backyard, what's going on in our own city, in our own state. There's lots of organizations that are doing amazing things. What Angel Armies does is we resource some of the best-in-class strategies to help foster care organizations. We're trying to help the organizations who are doing the very best work that we've found, brilliantly using the latest technology, helping kids in an incredible way. We want to resource them to go from helping thousands of kids to tens of thousands to hundreds of thousands of kids. And I really believe the church is the answer to this, because there are about 100,000 kids in our nation right now that are waiting to be adopted. They're called waiting children, waiting to be adopted. That means that their rights have been terminated from their families, from their parents, and they're not going back to their home. About 100,000 this year in 2019 in our nation. There are close to 400,000 churches in our nation. So I'm pretty slow in math. But if you're like me, you can figure this out, that if just 25% of the church, one in every four churches in our nation, one family out of 25% of churches, maybe we're called to bring in a child. Can you imagine? It would completely, can you imagine the news story tonight on Fox News and NBC? It's like, oh my gosh, well, look at what the church has done. I believe the church is the only organization that's scaled to do it. And not everybody's called to bring a child into their home, but everybody's called to care. And with Angel Armies, what we're trying to do is help people who are like, man, how can I be involved? I mean, I can bring a child in my home, but I can do something. And so with Angel Armies, we're helping people do that by getting involved with these incredible organizations that are coming at it from all different ways. We launched that earlier this year, and the response has been overwhelming, crazy. So I'm looking forward for people sharing about it, because I think when the church hears it, they wake up and go, yeah, we can do this. People love to hear awakened to it. And there's already people doing amazing things. I love to honor them. But maybe those who don't know what's going on, people love to get involved. We want to change who waits. No longer kids waiting on families, but families waiting on kids. Wouldn't that be one of the most amazing things that ever happened in our nation? And I think it'd be a great awakening of the church.
That's powerful and yes. Awesome. We're going to learn all about Angel Armies on Saturday night. But for those who aren't going to make it to the show, what's the website so they can learn more now?
AngelArmies.com. Armies plural. AngelArmies.com. Or if they go to ChrisTomlin.com, obviously they can click on it. There's be an Angel Armies tab there. But yeah, you'll find there's a video I made where I'm talking through, kind of take people through kind of the what's going on in our country and in our nation and the issue. And it's a growing epidemic with families falling apart, with opiate addictions, with all kinds of things. It's a growing thing with kids in our country. And so, you know, I thought, gosh, I'm in these cities. I'm in front of the church. Why not say something? And so that's what we're trying to do.
That's awesome. We'll have the links and stuff up at lifesongs.com as well. This is Chris Tomlin chatting with us. We can't wait to see Chris and Pat Barrett at an evening of worship Saturday at First Baptist Covington. If you need directions or want to learn more, check out lifesongs.com. Chris Tomlin, thank you for hanging out with us this morning.
Yeah, thank you. And look forward to seeing you guys soon.
You too. Thanks so much for everything.
Hey, it's Chris Tomlin. I want to invite you to an evening of worship with me and my friend Pat Barrett. I promise you, this will be one unforgettable night.
Spend an evening of worship with Chris Tomlin, Saturday, October 26th at First Baptist Covington.
Tickets are on sale now. Get your tickets at ChrisTomlin.com.
October 26th at First Baptist Covington, another Awakening event from the Awakening Foundation.
Life Songs thanks Awakening Events.